Lola Dean, who at one time lived in Pine Grove. Now, Mrs. Dean, you say you lived at one time in Pine Grove. In other words, you were not born there.
No, I was.
How come did you get into Pine Grove?
Well, my husband and I were, after he retired from the Navy, was looking for a home at the end of the road. And we thought Pine Grove was a beautiful place. And thought this was a nice place up in Will Graves. And
what year was this, roughly?
1950.
Then you were there after the park had come into existence. You were telling something about an incident with your brother-in-law, was it?
My brother-in-law loaned me his car to take his mother out for a drive. They had built this new road right after the war in Pine Grove. What I mean, it had been built there while I was away. And we decided to drive up in Pine Grove and see what it looked like. And on the way up, some children, young people, rocked our car. And then when we came back out of Pine Grove, they rocked our car at the same place. So,
frightening.
After we got home, I was telling my brother-in-law about it, and he thought that I'd been snooping on him and got kind of peeved with me. And I was excited because I was afraid they'd done damage to the car. But anyhow, I come to find out that he was courting a girl up there at the same place where they'd rocked my car.
Well, why do you suppose they were rocking it?
Well, the boys didn't like for other girls to come up, or other boys out living outside to come up and court their girls.
They were clannish then.
That's right.
Well, what other things have you noticed about these people? Did they seem like everyone else, or were there differences?
Well, a lot of years before, they like one cousin would marry another cousin and have children. They didn't seem to go out and bring in, didn't court on the outside of their
Did
plan.
You notice any mental retardation because of it, or
well,
queerness, or any problems?
Then there's a couple that I know that they've come out of it some since they've gone outside and worked other places.
Right. What I was meaning was, because of this close intermarriage, were there, physical or mental problems?
Yeah, in a way. The couple families that I know of up there were told me that they never went to school a day in their life, that the mother kept them home to wash and iron and look after the smaller children.
Oh, boy.
So, there's one woman when I was left a widow, and a couple years later she was a widow, but she was much younger than I was. I begged her to come on the mountain and work with me, and I would help her, but still she never did. She'd never been to school in her life. She was just afraid to go out, I think, and make the trouble.
I can see how that would be, don't you?
Yeah. But yet she had a couple of daughters that went out, and they're real good workers up on the mountain, been there for years.
Did they have large families?
Well, about four or five.
That isn't too large.
No, the biggest majority of them. Not compared to my mother. She had 11.
That's a large family.
Yeah.
Well, Did they have gardens, or how did they?
They have gardens and pick berries. Cherry trees were plentiful, apple trees around the sugar pine grove. And then the people go out and pick these mushrooms. I never could find them myself.
Oh, the morels?
Merkles. Merkles or something.
Uh-huh.
And they all seem to make a living. It.
Mm-hmm.
They can own vegetables and raise hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Butcher their own meat, put it in.
Did they eat beef?
Very few of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't go for pork, but beef's mine.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
It seems to be sort of a common thing among those people that they did not eat beef. They had chickens, of course.
A few of them had chickens, but their main meat was pork.
Uh-huh. You say they didn't go to school, some of them didn't. Do you know where the nearest school was?
Yeah, they had one right down the road there in Pine Grove.
Mm-hmm. One-room school?
A one- or two-room school. They tore it down only about 15, 20 years ago.
Uh-huh. Would that have been a long walk for some of the children back before the highway, the road was improved?
No more than a couple of miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, if these mothers kept the children home to do the laundry and everything, they must have been fairly clean people, were they?
I imagine there were. I didn't know them real well then. All of them were good housekeepers. Every home that I've ever been, I think.
What were the homes like?
Well, most of them had the outside Johnny house.
Yeah.
And didn't have running water in the house. A lot of them get water from the creek.
Mm-hmm.
Comes down.
Mm-hmm.
The mountain. And
did they have a spring?
Most people had a spring.
Yeah. And there they stored things and like butter.
A lot of them had spring houses. They stored their butter and milk and all out in the spring house.
Did they have cows?
Lots of them had cows.
Mm-hmm.
But they kept that just for milk purposes.
Yeah, right, not to eat.
Butter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did the men go out and work at any particular jobs that you know?
Most of the men that I knew of through there are brick stonemasons and bricklayers.
Mm-hmm. You wonder how they learned it, don't you?
You wonder how they did, but I know up on the drive why most always stonework was done by men
right? For instance, your house, did you lock it? Did you have a key to lock your house?
I had a key, but the first time I ever locked it.
People were pretty honest then, right?
Yes, they, so far as I know, they were real honest once in a while. Some child, I imagine, would do it just being mischief. We missed a roll of barbed wire and couldn't imagine what had happened to it. And years later, found it in a pond where we think some child probably rolled it down the hill and
mm-hmm.
So, that was just some prank that I think
found it. Right. Do you suppose that before Deaconess Hutton, have you heard anything about before she came, if the honesty was there among these people, or did she do it?
I don't know. I didn't give a lot of credit to her.
Uh-huh. I wish we could know what it was like before she came. Have you any idea?
No, I don't. My sister-in-law didn't know him there. She would have known.
You wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know.
You said before we turned on the tape something about Deaconess Hutton making a remark when she was in New York. Would you mind repeating that one?
Well, she made some remark about the people past in New York, which her inside group got upset about it and let her know it after she came back.
What was it she said?
Well, really, I don't know exactly what it was that she said, but I've heard others talk and say that she said, was telling how she brought them out of their backward ways and helped them to learn a different way of life.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think that she evidently did, because people from the outside was always afraid to go into Pine Grove years ago. And when I saw that new road built up in there, naturally I wanted to see what it was all about.
Mm-hmm.
It had been built there while I was away during the war.
Yeah.
Was in the Navy. And so that's why we drove up that way, that chose that road to go on that day. And but Deaconess Hutton was there.
Mm-hmm.
The church had been built and she was there then, because
yeah.
I remember the church.
Right. Did any of the houses, were any of them log houses that you know of?
Yes. Right up the end of Pine Grove, on the left-hand side, is a log house now, but it's been weatherboarded up.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several others with log houses that have been weatherboarded up.
What are the principal names up there? There's Gray and Meadows.
Gray, Pettit, and Weekly.
Gray, Pettit, and Weekly are the main names.
Are the main names.
Mm-hmm.
Those, well, most all of them have been born and raised there. A few girls have gone out and got jobs and married on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And, but still they always settle back.
Mm-hmm.
Come back around home.
Yeah. You were saying that your brother-in-law was going with a girl. Did he marry her?
He married her.
What was she like?
Clara Southern, well, her mother was a Southern and later in life married a Tetlow. But she had children, five of them, and was never married. And then later, the father of these children married somebody else and moved to Ohio.
Mm.
So she was raised really without a father.
Yeah. Was she exactly like all the other girls that you knew at that time, or was she, there any difference in her that you know?
Well, she did a lot of quilting and tatting and embroidery and was a marvelous dressmaker.
Mm.
She could make some of the prettiest things I've ever laid my eyes on.
Boy.
And so I imagine her mother taught her to
right.
do those things.
Sure.
But she was an awful sweet person.
Mm-hmm.
And her sister lives there now in Pine Grove, and she's an awful nice person.
She does. Uh-huh. And what's her sister's name?
Her name is Gray. She married a Gray.
Oh, I wonder if she would mind being interviewed.
I don't imagine she would. I was trying to think what her husband's name was.
Yeah, you can't find one grave from the other up there.
Well, going up. He was across the creek. There's a Southard.
How is that spelled? Southard.
S-O-U-T-H-E-R-D. And then the next house is her, Mrs. Gray, Elsie Gray. Anybody would know where she lives. Be on the left-hand side, across the creek. Not too far from the church.
I was just thinking, her first name is Elsie, right?
Elsie.
Okay, I can call Deaconess Hutton and ask her what her husband's
Elsie
name.
Elsie Gray.
Yeah, she would know. Because she knows everyone.
I was trying to think, what are you? He's worked for me a lot.
Were you ever there when they did the Kris Kringlers?
Oh my goodness. They come up there in groves.
Mm-hmm. What was it like?
Well, they'd all be dressed up finally and come in and...
What would they have over their faces?
Masks.
Uh-huh. These would be masks that they buy in a store?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Some of them would be homemade masks.
Yeah.
And dressed up real funny. You'd have to guess who they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd, Halloween, they'd, another time the dead dress would come around.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a trick-or-treat on Halloween.
Yeah.
But we always kept plenty of candy and apples. Popcorn.
How long did the Kris Kringlers come around?
About a week before Christmas.
A week before Christmas. Did they come in and just not say a word and let you try and guess who they were?
They'd knock and you'd go to the door.
Yeah.
But they'd make an awful lot of racket coming up.
It was sort of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder why they stopped doing that.
I don't know. Now, Deaconess Hutton, she used to take a little Christmas gift to everybody years ago. Never miss a soul by grove.
What a job that must have been.
And she used to have sales up there where, well, she's given away a lot of clothes. And a lot of them on these sales today, different handwork, but different accessories and make things. Sell it real cheap. You go there and get awful nice things for a little bit of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then they'd have dinners there at the church. And, well, you couldn't cook at home for what they paid. Sometimes the men does cook it and have dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, well, it's really something.
Yeah. This selling the clothes cheap, was that, she'd sell them, I imagine, well, I shouldn't put words in your mouth, but was it because the people didn't want to take charity that she made them buy something?
Well, some of them. And then what they took in, that son went back into the church.
Mm-hmm.
See, the clothes were sent in from cities, different places, send them in to the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, the money that she took in from all went to help the church.
Mm-hmm.
And, a lot of people that were real poor, I know of them, giving clothes to them families. So the children have clothes to go to school,
mm-hmm.
shoes and things.
Yeah. you notice the people going barefoot in the summer to save the shoes for winter, or do they wear shoes all year round?
Well, I don't know, but there used to be a family come out past my father-in-law's house, and it was real cold, frost on the ground. And these little children had a kerosene can, and they come out mucking that way. And my father-in-law walked out to the fence, and he wouldn't know what they were doing barefoot, as cold as it was. Little boy said he had no shoes. And he asked him to wait a little bit, and he wrote a note, gave to the little boy, two little boys, and told him to take that to Willie Robson in Stanley. Willie Robson fed them up with shoes, socks, and they go home. And their mother gets all excited. So she goes to see Willie Robson why that she couldn't afford to pay for those. And he said, well, Mr. Dean had sent that note, says he often will give some child shoes or something and send a note in to me. And bought them children shoes. So I know from that experience that other children, I imagine, have gone through the same predicament.
Yeah. Hate to think of going barefoot in the winter.
Isn't it terrible?
Your father-in-law was a kind man.
He was. He was a good-hearted person. He'd believed in, well, at one time he had money, but when he died, he didn't. He believed in helping widows and little children. This child, her daddy had TB and was dead off. So he took it from that that the child really needed the shoes.
Were there close family ties as far closer than now? Like, did the husbands and wives really stick together? And
well, I imagine that they did, because there's a couple cases that I know where the men left, but whether they were married or not to begin with, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How about feuds? Were there any of those going on that you know of?
Well, they usually would fight over women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I've heard, what I mean, it always is men would start a fight over a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you ever hear them use words that were not in common usage? Now, I have heard that there were some Elizabethan terms that they used. Did you ever hear any?
No, I can't say that I have.
Mm-hmm. What we're also trying to do is trace where these people came from originally, and most of them don't know. And so one of the best ways would be their language.
Well, now, I've heard them tell me that there were, used to be years ago, a Clark family that lived up in there, but as far as ever since, I never did hear of any living in Pineville, other than what they've told me that they years ago, there used to be one colored family that lived up there. They're back in the mountains.
The first colored family I have heard of.
Now, Mrs. Gray, she's dead now, told me that there was a colored family lived on back of where I had up against the mountains.
I wonder how they were accepted. Because they didn't like strangers.
We had a little house that we started to rent to a colored family one time up there. And they all gave us when that guy rented to her, and they told me that it was that family moved in and burned me out.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to go back on my word and not let them have it.
Mm-hmm.
The man was colored and the woman was white. And so we just went back on our word and told them to save trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure they understood why. They of course have changed a lot. Now with that road being through, they've changed even more, I suppose. If only we could go back 50, 60 years and see what they were like then.
And it used to be when anybody got hurt, they'd run to Dickness Hut. And they'd go there for medicine. If they were sick, they'd call on her. And she had a girl that stayed with them that drove her to
Pauline.
Uh-huh. And she'd go help them. I know my niece, when after we'd gone up there, was living there, little girl got burned. Well, the first thing they thought of doing was taking a little child there to get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And which they did do.
Mm-hmm.
And she gave her first aid before they brought her on down to die.
Mm-hmm.
And she was burned quite bad.
Wonder how she got burned.
Her brother was eating sausage, canned sausage, you know, it's canned with grease. And he put the whole thing in a skillet and heated it up. And then moving that whole skillet from the stove to the table, I imagine it was hot in his hand and burnt through, and he dropped it on this little child and went down over her head. And she was burned quite bad.
Yeah. Mm. Well, fires, of course, were a very bad thing for anyone to be afraid of.
Yeah.
And there in the mountains, I imagine they did. Did they keep ladders up against their houses, you know of?
No, not that I know of.
We've been trying to track why there are ladders in so many of the pictures of those old homes, all up against the roof, and we figured it was because of the threat of fires, but we don't know.
I wonder if the ladders were there. Now, this old house that we had, it had two stairways going upstairs. One from the dining room that went to a room, and one from the front of the house, and it was two rooms. And they tell me that years ago, the girls stay in one part and the boys in the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they were always separated. There was no way of upstairs of entering from the boys' quarters without going up the other stairs.
Uh-huh. That's interesting, isn't it?
We tore that all out and remodeled it.
Yeah.
House after we
did. Yeah, why have a house divided?
Yeah.
Did they have any special herbs that they used that you know of?
No, that's the only thing that I know. They had horseradish. And most everybody made their own horseradish.
Oh.
And tell you the truth, I like it better than the store bought.
Sure. It was fresher, probably.
Yeah.
And they used that on all their food, or just?
When they'd be pork or beef, they used it.
Mm-hmm. Was there a doctor handy?
No, the nearest doctor was years ago. I think they had one out at Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
Some years ago. He'd pull teeth and doctor too.
Mm-hmm.
And Later years, then they always come down South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of teeth, what condition were their teeth?
Bad.
Bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was money that they didn't need to spend, they felt, probably. Mm. Did the children have any signs of rickets? They all had a cat, each one.
Most all of them.
Well, then.
What didn't have was getting me off from them. But,
Hi.
Hi.
That's my sister's Uncle Noble.
Oh, hi. Let's see, we were talking about cows and milk. You said they all had a cow, practically.
Most all of them had a cow.
And they all had an apple orchard.
We had different ones have apple orchards, cherry trees. Cherry trees grow wild all over the place. And blackberries, raspberries. And the years ago, there used to be gooseberries. But since they, chestnut trees all got right now, and the five needle pine, what are they doing?
We're going.
Okay.
Way fine.
So, I didn't know that the government was doing away with the gooseberries and brought some from Kansas and put them out.
That may
be fun. Eating dinner up there.
Okay. And, but they finally found them, came and killed them all.
Mm.
They told me that it would kill a five needle pine, a beautiful tree. And you know that tree did die, so they know what they were doing.
Oh yeah, it was terrible having the gooseberry.
That was a beautiful pine tree.
No. Were you supposed to go with them?
No.
With all these apple trees, did you ever see or hear of anybody making moonshine?
Well, I've never seen any of the moonshine being made. But I run up on old stills where they've been.
Mm-hmm. So they did.
So I know that they used to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been out picking huckleberry trees, run up on them where the gnash would be there, but it frightened me and I didn't get away from them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that I was sure was going to be your answer, but I didn't want to lead you into it too much. So the people were fairly honest. They worked hard?
Yeah, most of them worked.
Did you notice that the children had any childhood? Or were they made to work?
Well, years ago, children used to have jobs to do and work. I imagine. And I do know of some of them that would get out and work, you know, even out in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was just wondering. Did they play any games like marbles or?
Years and years ago, they used to play marbles. All young boys would have a little bag of marbles.
Mm-hmm.
Play with them.
Yeah.
And years ago, they used to play horseshoes.
Yeah, it's horseshoes. How about dolls? Did the girls have dolls?
Paper dolls. mostly.
I haven't heard paper dolls since I was that age. They did.
Yeah.
Cut them out of magazines?
They used to be a Van Camp. I forget what magazine, but Van Camp, similar to Camel Soup, used to put out dolls and paper doll dresses, and they cut them out of Playhouse and Van.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's fun. Is there anything that you can recall? I've been doing all the questioning, and no doubt you have a lot of memories that you could share with us without my leading you into it.
Well,
your first reaction when you got there was that I'm here among people who are different from me, or was it I'm home?
Well, when my husband and I first went up in Pine Grove, you felt a little different from the people. You were wondering if they were going to accept you. And my husband had traveled a lot, amazing. And we've learned to get along with different people from different places that we go to. So we soon learned to be friends with different ones. He was talking about hiding things when we first went to see Wilbury about this place. He told us we'd get along with everybody, but one man, it was his nephew he had raised, it, and says he'll steal your mind. My husband told him, says, no, he won't. Says, because I'm a free man, and I don't have to settle for him to be something like that. He lived here, been living here longer than I have, and I'm just thinking about coming up here, so I refuse to settle around anything that way. So later, a couple of years later, this man died. I was supposed to do all that, Robin. And so I decided to go up and see Wilbury, see if he was still interested in selling. And sure enough, he sold to us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we happened to go there. But we wouldn't have gone knowing that we'd have maybe have trouble with the neighbor.
How did you make friends? You said you made friends with the people.
Well,
did you go out of your way to do things for them to show your willingness, or did you just mind your own business?
Well, Gray, when we bought the place from him, he was going to take part of the money and build a little cabin at his brother's. But he really wanted to stay home where he was born and raised there. And we decided that we would give him a lifetime right there. And he had two old work, and we had pasture land, and let him rent the pasture and collect the rent for it as long as he lived. We gave him that privilege because he had no way of going out and making any money. And we knew that as soon as the money was gone that we had paid for the place, that he'd have nothing. So his nephew pastured the land and refused to give him the money for the pasture. And he couldn't believe that we had. So my husband just told him that if he wanted to find out what his uncle was telling him the truth, to go read the deed that we put in the deed. And so then he paid it to his uncle. But then the other people, they were all, you know, most all of them are kin up in there, knew that we had treated that uncle fair. And That's how they all just made friends with us. Mm. He was, Will Gray had the prettiest blue eyes I believe I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
He was a small man. And he had a couple of sisters. They were both dead and gone when we moved there. And he was left there alone.
Mm.
And he was very alert fellow. Smart little old man. He, I reckon, wanted to be honest, and he just told us about his nephew that he had raised. Lived right close, and we'd have trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband just couldn't see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You enjoyed life up there?
I really enjoyed it up there.
Mm-hmm. What made you leave?
Well, yeah, I got a trailer, and my sister came here from California, and she put up a trailer. And so she, instead of moving in the trailer, she lived there in the big house with me. And we ran down the trailer. And too many people, and I think everybody's honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I get too many people using dope in there.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I'd find that out, why, I'd get them to move. And finally, one fellow that went in there, he had bought the land all out around me. We'd sold off land. And he'd come in, use the phone, run the bill up, deny doing it. Use my washing machine, dryer. And he kept wanting to buy it, so finally I just sold it to him and thought, well, get away from all of it.
Yeah, right. Do you keep in touch with any of the people up there?
Few of the people that I have worked with, we call one another now every day.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that I sold to,
right. Is there anything else about Pine Grove that you can think of?
No.
Is the church still as powerful up there as it was?
Yes, I'd say so, because on Sunday morning, I come down to a church here at Luray. But passing there, you notice that the whole parking area is full of cars.
Mm-hmm.
And homecoming, I think everybody comes home for it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always a good turnout to their dinner parties and all.
Mm-hmm. When do they have their homecoming?
It's in the summer.
Hmm. Well, this has been delightful. You've been a tremendous help.
Well, glad it's good.
I sure do appreciate it. What were you just saying?
Neighbors would come to into our house without knocking, just walk right on in. Oh, are anybody home?
Yeah, really? I wonder why. You think that
when they just felt that close to you, I reckon.
Could be a bit embarrassing sometimes.
It has been at times.
I wonder if this was true. I imagine it was throughout the whole area.
Probably it was, but that was hard, about the hardest thing for us to get used to.
I could believe that, yeah. Ah, isn't that something? Now, you were mentioning that your father-in-law had a farm up near Big Meadows?
My father-in-law's parents lived up near Big Meadows, up near there somewhere. And his name was Dean. And he asked us to take him up to his old home place. And the CC boys were up there at this time working. And I'll never forget it. We went up and we hiked down. He found a big old chestnut tree down that Dad and his father had cut down. Still laying there. The house was gone. But the garden was still there, and the apple tree that he could remember that his mother used to sit him under the apple tree while she worked the garden. And he used to, he'd say that the way they had of telling time then was when a shadow came around to a certain place.
That makes sense, almost like a sundial.
Yeah. And he told about how during the, I don't know what war it was, that his daddy had a big place under a rock where he stayed hid. And his mother used to go there to milk, and she would slip milk and something to eat back and under these rocks for him to get, and he hid all during the war.
Father-in-law have any recollection of how large the garden was that his father had?
No.
Father-in-law have any recollection of how large the garden was that his father had?
No. Land was still, what I mean, it wasn't grown up bad.
Yeah.
When we were there, you could still tell that it was a garden plot.
About
and
how
it
large
looked like
did it
was
look?
Almost an acre.
Yeah.
They probably raised their potatoes and corn and everything there in this one plot.
Sure.
But he used to tell where the old granary was to me. Woodshed, different things, pointing them out to us.
Yeah.
But what really amused him was the big tree that him and his daddy, the chestnut tree, cut down when it was still laying there on the ground.
Yeah.
He was all excited over that.
I bet he was, yeah.
And
have you any idea where the Dean family came from?
No, I don't have the least idea. There's an old Dean cemetery up there on the mountain.
I know there is. Trouble was with their cemeteries, they didn't usually mark who was in them. Were these marked? Do you recall?
Well, now, his father was buried up there and later was moved from there to Shenandoah.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on in life, his mother died there in Shenandoah and was buried up there.
Mm-hmm.
But she had her husband taken up. And
only they had inscribed on, so many of them just used rocks.
Yeah.
And so you have no dates or anything.
Yeah, I know it.
And that would have been priceless
to have.
But this is near Big Meadows.
Up somewhere near Big Meadows, because I remember of taking him up there. I drove the car, and we parked up there on the level and hiked down.
Hiked down on the east,
it wasn't too far down from the meadows.
Then that would have been down toward Camp Hoover.
It could have been, I don't know. I don't even know. I have a general direction of where Camp Hoover is. And Camp Hoover's the other side of the mountain, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, this was on this side.
Oh, the Page County side.
Yeah.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah. That's what I was wondering, whether it was the Madison or Page County.
I was going to say, I've never been to Hoover Camp, and I always had the impression that it was the other side.
Yeah. You ought to.